Last spring, three elementary students wanted to change the name of a creek and road in Dillingham that uses a derogatory word against Indigenous women. The students, Alora Wassily, Trista Wassily, and Harmony Larson, wanted to change it to Seven Sisters Creek to reflect the community's connection to sisters who traveled about 6 miles from Nooshigak Point to live along the creek in Dillingham generations ago. In November, Interior Secretary Deb Haaland moved to ban the slur from the names of places on federal lands. And last month, the Interior Department opened a public comment period on name changes for over 660 geographic features across the country. The Federal Derogatory Geographic Names Task Force, unlike the girls, based its suggestions on other geographic locations in the area. In Alaska, the task force will give priority to tribes' suggestions for name changes, but those suggestions have to adhere to existing policies, like restrictions on naming things after people. The task force planned three group tribal consultations on the changes. First Chief J.J. Larson says the Chulalong Tribal Council in Dillingham took part in a March 22nd consultation with the U.S. Board on Geographic Names, but the tribe also requested an independent session with the board, which is scheduled for mid-April.
The three girls that have worked on this for over a year now have done a lot of the groundwork and really pushed for this to happen, and we felt that as a tribe, if the federal government was going to come in here and change a name on our tribal lands, that we should be consulted individually.
On April 2nd, the Chulalong tribe plans to hold a community meeting open to everyone in Dillingham to discuss ideas and gather feedback. The tribe also invited the Federal Geological Agency to attend. Larson says a few names have been brought forward since the students first presented Seven Sisters Creek.
The girls actually came to our tribal council meeting and gave us another name as another option, as Ulla's Creek. And as you might well know, that Ulla is Big Sister, and so it's a really good name, I think, that really ties well with our community and our culture.
Elder Dora Andrew Erke worked with the students on the name change project. She's from Aluknagik, which she says means wrong way in Yupik. Her aunt told her that the first people who resided in Aluknagik set up camp at what became the mission school.
They settled there, and it became a permanent place. And once it becomes a place to live, then you give it a name. So land was sometimes named after the human body. And so Aluknagik, which was Alahan, somebody went up the wrong river with a kayak instead of going up the Nooshigak River and settled there. And then the rest of the group, the natives that first settled there, called themselves the Iyagakamut.
As for renaming the creek in Dillingham, Andrew Erke thinks it should reflect the woman who lived there.
From my Yupik culture, I would show respect by just calling it Asgaksheit Guigat, the Sister's Creek. Asgaksheit Allah is the oldest sister. So Asgaksheit implies there are more than one sister. So it doesn't say how many, but the Sister's Creek in English would be proper. And to me, that's showing respect on how you name places.
Efforts to restore native place names aren't new. In 2015, then-President Barack Obama used his executive power to rename Mount McKinley Denali after a more than quarter-century push to do so. In Bristol Bay, the Bristol Bay Native Corporation has led a place names project for years. Francisca Damoski worked on the project since the early 2000s. She's from Togiak, where many people call her by her Yupik name, Mashu.
I would like to give a land acknowledgement by thanking the Alutiiqsuqpeaq, Dinaina Danaina, and the Yupik and Yupak peoples of Bristol Bay. We recognize the thousands of years of stewardship and acknowledge the people of the region as they continue to be Nunamta Auluksdai, which means caretakers of the land.
Damoski says the program began with the goal to preserve place names. Early on, they gathered information on names in a database. She then worked with someone from the Nature Conservancy to conduct local interviews. Demoski says it's imperative to consult with the native people of an area when renaming a place.
For thousands of years, our people have lived on this land. They've known this land, and they've named this land. So the efforts that, you know, the Dillingham School kids are doing, I think, is so important and so respectful, because you're learning more today as people are realizing, you know, and they're reclaiming back to their original name and realizing how important it is to be using their local names versus somebody who came from outside to give, you know, the place the name.
Chokyong First Chief J.J. Larson says through this effort, he started to think about the potential for changing the names of other places in the area.
I think that as the new First Chief, I'm pretty new to it. One of the things that I would like to work on is working with the city and seeing if there would be any interest in changing the name of the city to Chokyong.
He hasn't taken any action on that yet, but he pointed to other cities throughout the state that have changed their names.
Take Barrow, for example. You go to Barrow, and it was Barrow before, but now it's Utqiagvik. And just saying that out loud, you have to think about, like, oh, this is a native land, right? And so that's something to think about, and that's something that I would like to work with the city on.
The current effort through the Derogatory Names Task Force will change geographic names in the Federal Registry, but not local or state building, park, or road names. People can submit comments on the process or name suggestions of their own to the Federal Register. The deadline to do so is April 25th. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.